Okay, we're recording again.
Okay.
So it was on Browns Forge Road.
Yep. And we would shut off the road, and there was a group called Johnny Hanks, and I don't remember what the rest of the name was. He was John Henkel, the person who had the kennel up in Boardman, the German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. He raised shepherds and showed them, and he would play for our barbecues. And it was just a really old-fashioned time. Kenny Grant, who was the first selectman in Sherman, and his crew, he had Dick Day and I forget who else, and they'd come over and do a roast beef barbecue for us. And it was just a great time, and we did it for probably 4 or 5 years. And it was a lot of work, you know, it's like anything, for a lot of work for not too many people.
Right.
But then as civilization encroached, we lost our parking facility, which was down on the river road below the hotel, because it was sold to a developer who put houses in there, so we couldn't park cars there anymore. So when we did use the facility for parking, George Hayes, ever resourceful, he had a tractor and a hay wagon, and he'd put hay bales on the wagon and go down and pick up the people, and they'd ride up the hill to the hotel on the hay wagon, and everybody thought that was wonderful. And it was a good time, it really was. But then as time went on, it just wasn't possible anymore due to the lack of parking. And again, people got busy, you got your own houses, and you had work to do at home, and you just couldn't afford the time anymore on the weekends mostly, because everybody worked during the week. But back then, there were groups in town in Gaylordsville. There was the Ladies Auxiliary, the Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, which was not necessarily very well received by the men of the fire department. They just, it was maybe sort of before Women's Lib, I think. And it was just like, what are those pesky women want now? And they did they did good things. If there was a fire, they would come, they'd make coffee and sandwiches, and 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd go out and help them out that way. And it evolved over the years. The Ladies Auxiliary, they've been in business now for probably over 50 years, I think. And there was a lot of that community spirit back then that you just don't see now. I think probably most of it is people are busier, maybe you have to work harder to make the money to pay the huge mortgage on your house, probably. And people just don't have the time, or they devote the time more to the cell phone or the iPad or the ebook or, whatever. And it just seems to me like you've lost that community spirit.
So, but backtracking a little bit, why was it important to you to save the Murrumsville Hotel?
Just because it was a historic building. It was built in 1843. It was originally used for a meal stop on the Housatonic Railroad. And it was a lovely, it wasn't lovely in when we started, but you could see what the potential was there, I think. I don't know if most people did, but it was really George who kept, it was like pushing a boulder uphill. But he had in his vision in mind, and he just kept on and on and on and encouraged us. And he did most of the really miserable, dirty work, the hard labor. He, Frank Pallero, and various people, most of them have since George died in 83, I think, and Frank has passed away. And most of the, the original guys that did the hard work aren't with us any longer. Mm-hmm. But now we've got a building that you can be really proud of. We have functions there. We have a wine tasting, we have a beer tasting, we have a Columbus Day art show, we have a Christmas arts and crafts show. And it's more or less a showcase of what it is and what his vision of it was to become. We also have a museum in the hotel, and people have given various things from their families, toys, trains, dolls, One old gentleman from Sherman, actually, Mr. Waller, gave us a license plate collection, which doesn't sound like the most exciting thing in the world, but it's interesting because it starts with the very first Connecticut license plate that was ever issued, and it goes all the way up. I think he had them all until maybe like the 60s, wow, something like that, and that's on display. And Virginia Smith, Virginia Hastings Smith, was the lady who wrote her memoirs. She lived in the Merwinsville Hotel when she was a youngster and grew up there until I think she went to nursing school in Bridgeport. And she, as I say, she wrote quite a long history about the hotel itself, her experiences living there, and her feelings about the building in general.
Yeah. So because we're short on time, I was curious. Let's talk about Gaylordsville a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come up before in talking with other people. I spoke with Sandy Brenner,
mm-hmm.
And she was just sort of reminiscing about the importance of the parade, the Memorial Day parade.
Mm-hmm.
And it always occurs to me, this comes up time and time again in these interviews, how New Milford is really an agglomeration of villages, right? There is New Milford proper right in the center, but really everyone, there's a civic pride in being from Maryall, from Northville, from Gaylordsville.
Mm-hmm.
Gaylordsville, more than anything, just by nature of its sort of governmental zip code, it has a zip code. Right?
Oh, yes.
is much more independent. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I remember, it seems like some parade that we were in, I think in New Milford, maybe the 275th anniversary, and we had different groups in the parade, and I think there was a banner that maybe a couple kids carried, and I think it said the independent spirit of Gaylordsville. There had been talk, I guess back maybe even in the 30s and 40s, about seceding from New Milford, you
mm-hmm.
know, because the taxes were high and, you know, we have our own village and everything. But
it comes
right down to how are you going to educate your children?
Right.
We don't have facility, you know, we have a little red schoolhouse, but you know, that's in today's times, that just wouldn't suffice.
Right.
So there's really no viable way that you could do that, much to our chagrin.
So you would support secession from?
Yes, I would.
That's fabulous. That's really fabulous. So do you feel more of a connection to Gaylordsville than you do to New Milford?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. I don't really belong to any groups in New Milford, per se. I'm secretary of the Historical Society,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a corresponding secretary for the hotel. I'm on the board of directors.
Right.
And I feel my heart really is in Gaylordsville, really much more than Sherman. Sherman, to me, is sort of a nouveau riche kind of place.
There's not a lot of community there. I mean, there's really no...
Well, it seems to me the money people and the ordinary,
mm-hmm.
down-to-earth kind of people.
Right.
When we moved there, of course, there were several farms, and we live on Edmonds Road, right across from what was Happy Acres, Tony Happenowich's farm,
mm-hmm.
and that was, and still is, a lovely showplace of a place. And it was just much more, you just felt more community then. And of course, Kenny Grant was the selectman, and Kenny Grant's heart was 110% in Sherman. And I think he did more than anything to promote the community spirit of
right.
Sherman, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to stop there.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. And I mean, do you have anything else that you wanted to add?